President Bush has had a heavy campaign schedule of his own. The president's events are a model of tight organization. Great attention is paid to how the event will look and sound on television. And as NPR's Don Gagne reports, great care is also given to arranging the crowd itself.
If you want to see the President of the United States out on the campaign trail this year, don't expect to just show up to the event a few hours in advance, walk through the metal detectors, and get right in.
All right, please come forward with your ticket and ID out.
That's right, you will absolutely need a ticket. This is Davenport, Iowa last week.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Four more
years.
Come on.
A little faster.
Several thousand people came to see the president in a park on the Mississippi River. They got their tickets through the local Republican Party or from friends who got them from the party. That kind of system keeps out people like Bob Saar of Burlington, Iowa, who says he tried to go but was rejected. The reason? His party affiliation.
But I was able to speak with someone who was introduced as being in charge of the event staff, who asked me if I supported President Bush's policies, intimating that he would do something if I did. And I said, no, I'm a Democrat. I wanted to hear both candidates. And he goes, well, I'm really sorry, I can't help you. And that was the end of that.
Saar's story has been repeated by Democrats in cities across the country. Some say they've been asked to sign a Bush loyalty pledge in order to get tickets. It is this kind of screening that differentiates the Bush-Cheney campaign from that of Kerry Edwards. The president's motorcade often rolls past groups of protesters, but those groups almost never get to the rally. Senator Kerry, however, often encounters Bush supporters. Sometimes they hold flip-flop sandals above their heads and clap them together. At this event in Milwaukee, they shouted at him, prompting this response.
I want to thank George Bush for sending the goons here tonight to excite us to do a little more work. Thank you.
Such a confrontation at a Bush rally is hard to imagine. One staple of the Bush campaign is the Ask President Bush event, and the questions from citizens are generally friendly, respectful, even admiring. This is from Columbus, Ohio, last Thursday.
Mr. President, I don't have a question. I have three thank yous.
Thank you.
One, thank you for your availability to serve.
Thank you, sir.
Two, your candle's burning brightly.
Thank you.
And three, thanks for accepting the call and answering the call.
Thank you, sir. Really, God bless. Thank you.
On Friday, the president was in New Hampshire attending a picnic for supporters in Stratham.
What can I do?
Hamburger, that one right there.
This one,
yeah,
here.
You bet.
Cheese right there.
All right, I'll do it.
As usual, it was a ticketed event, and not even the condiments at the food tent escaped scrutiny. The Heinz label on all of the ketchup bottles had been covered with Bush-Cheney 04 stickers. In New Hampshire, Bush-Cheney campaign spokesman Scott Stanzel defended the practice of limiting access at campaign events.
All of the thousands of people that are coming to these events are coming to hear President Bush, so it makes sense that we're trying to create an environment where they can actually hear what he has to say.
In the crowd, there were no complaints about the tickets-only policy. Fergus Cullen is a Republican from Wolfboro.
I think that's one of the strengths of the Bush administration. We've got adults in charge now who run an organized, effective ship.
In some ways, the practice is very much in keeping with the way the Bush White House is run. Critics have long complained that the information flow into and from the White House is constricted, shutting out those who disagree with the president and thereby isolating him. His supporters say it's a business-like approach that focuses on getting decisions made and getting the president's message out with a minimum of interference. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.